I'm Mark Bashore. At the top of our program today, the U.S. Senate and House of Representatives both continue efforts to write the country's first comprehensive education legislation since No Child Left Behind expired back in 2007. Both Republican-led chambers are at work on measures that address various issues: educational accountability, local versus federal authority, and school choice, among others. The Senate measure is scheduled to go before the Education Committee today. U.S. Secretary of Education Arne Duncan is an influential critic of some features of these measures. He's recently expressed concerns for Michigan and other states over how the reforms could affect the future of federal Title I funding. That's the federal money that goes to local school districts to help at-risk and low-income students. Yesterday, I spoke with Secretary Duncan and first asked him if the separate proposals in both the House and the Senate concern him.
There are issues with both. Let me sort of walk them through quickly. First of all, the bill in the House is just, at this point, strictly being voted upon on partisan lines. And we just have that. That's about politics. That's not about policy. There's lots of substance there that we're very concerned about, but there's not a serious attempt to date there. In the Senate, you at least have a Republican and a Democrat, Senators Alexander and Senator Murray, trying to work together. And that should not be news, but sadly, because Congress has been so dysfunctional, that is news, and it's good news. So there's at least a hope there that they can get to a good spot. We are concerned on substance. We'd love to see early childhood education be in this bill. We think that's the most investment we can make. As you said, we need more resources for disadvantaged children, not less. And seeing Title I money be diminished or move away from the most disadvantaged districts doesn't make any sense there. And we need real clear accountability. We need to know that where students aren't improving, that people won't just, you know, admire the problem, but they'll step in and do something better for those children. So there's lots of issues where there's room for improvement, but at least we are pleased that in the Senate there's an honest attempt to work together.
I know Republicans in the House, at least, want what they call Title I portability, which they say would allow federal dollars to go to poor children wherever they are individually enrolled. That sounds fairly logical. If a poor child leaves a high-poverty school and starts attending a more affluent school, the money follows the child to the new school. What's wrong with that?
It's a fair question, but where the logic really breaks down is that when you have significant concentrations of poor children, those challenges are very, very huge, and to move resources away from there doesn't make sense. The flip side of it is when a child moves to a wealthier district, by definition, almost all the time, those districts are already better funded, so you're taking money away from a district that is less well-funded, that has the much more difficult job of educating larger concentrations of poor children, and gives those scarce resources to a district that already has more money. That simply doesn't make sense.
There are a good many other provisions, I know, in the House measure, and I'd like to ask you about some of them. Many backers of the SSA, it's abbreviated as, would counter that a greater number of education options, more choice, and more accountability, teacher and school accountability, are critically important. Such provisions are in that bill. For example, replicating and expanding access to proven charter schools that are clearly working, clearly successful. How do you feel about that?
So we're order of high-performing charter schools, and I'm agnostic about the type of school. We just need more high-performing schools. So we put significant resources into high-performing charters to replicate and serve more children. I've also challenged the charter school community that when you have low-performing schools, that is unacceptable. And we just need to make sure every child, every family has a chance to go to a great public school.
U.S. Secretary of Education Arne Duncan is our guest on Current State. We're talking about his concerns with measures in both the U.S. House and Senate involving comprehensive education reform. Supporters also point to parts of the House bill, at least, that they say encourages all kinds of important reforms towards school and teacher accountability on the state and local levels. How do you feel about those provisions?
Well, let me sort of walk through why just have huge challenges for the House bill. We think there are three themes. Again, we have to take politics out of this and just work on behalf of children. The first theme that any bill must focus on is equity. This bill originally was written 50 years ago, signed by President Johnson, and the civil rights component of this is huge. This is not just an education bill, it's a civil rights bill. So again, a focus on early childhood education, getting our babies off to a good start so they're not entering kindergarten so far behind. That absolutely has to be in there. Secondly, as we talked about earlier, more resources for disadvantaged children and poor districts, not less. Secondly, there has to be a focus on excellence, high standards for everyone, and making sure students are truly graduating from high school, college, and career ready. And we have clear accountability in assessing kids annually and understanding, you know, who's improving and who's not and why. And then finally, we have to have a much bigger emphasis on innovation. And for all the education challenges we see, whether it's in Michigan or across the country, those challenges are being solved somewhere today by remarkable educators and community leaders and students who are challenging the status quo and getting better results. What we haven't done enough of in education is to take to scale what's working. So those three themes, equity, excellence, and innovation, have to be in any rewrite that Congress does of fixing this broken law.
A very common refrain here that I'm sure you're familiar with that's coming out of the Congress is that there's simply too much of the federal government in state and local education. Could you respond to that concern?
Well, I say all the time that the best ideas in education don't come from me or, frankly, from anyone else in Washington. They come at the local level, and this law has been broken for years. Congress should have fixed it. Congress has been broken. So what we've done is we've partnered directly with states just like Michigan to empower local educators who had, you know, really good thoughts and were willing to raise the bar for all children and close achievement gaps. Through this waiver process, we're working with a vast majority of states, again, across the political spectrum. And those relationships have been very, very strong. So whatever we can do to support the great work that's going on by teachers and principals in local communities, that's exactly what we want to do. When I talk about innovation, that's not taking a scale, you know, my ideas or someone else's, that's taking a scale what's working for real children in real classrooms in many, many places across the country.
Secretary of Education Arne Duncan is our guest here on WKAR's Current State. The closer we get to next year's election, the less the Congress tends to get done. Are you actually hoping that these measures get bogged down and ultimately delayed?
Absolutely not. We are absolutely hoping, and I'm spending hours every single day doing everything we can to try and get Congress to, again, work in a bipartisan way. We all need to fight on behalf of children. We all need to have the best educated workforce in the world. And the best thing Congress could do if they want to get past their dysfunction and work together, I can't think of a better issue than education. So there's no guarantee they'll get this done. There's no guarantee it won't fall apart. But we're working very, very hard every single day to ensure that we have the best chance of getting a good bill, a good bipartisan bill, to the president to sign that will help students and strengthen families and ultimately help our nation and strengthen our nation's economy.
It would be the first real comprehensive education measure to happen in quite a few years. We want to thank our guest, U.S. Secretary of Education Arne Duncan. We've been talking about his concerns with measures in both the U.S. House and Senate involving comprehensive education reform. Thanks for joining us, Secretary Duncan.
Thank you so much. I can just very quickly thank Mike Flanagan for all of his leadership at the state. And I want to wish his successor, Brian Winston, the best of luck going forward as well.
Very good, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care now.
U.S. Secretary of Education Arne Duncan there. Again, both houses of Congress continue work on an education measure. The Senate's was scheduled to go before its Education Committee today.